Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters, family and friends, fellow listeners. Once again, I would like to welcome you to another Theologically Speaking, and I am your host, Jose Dorsey. Listen, I always like to begin each show letting you know that I really appreciate all the times that you've tuned in and supported this opportunity for us to share this ministry on this platform. Also, I always like to give out a big shout out to our executive producer, Brother James Brown, for sharing this worldwide platform with us, allowing us to go forward in this capacity to reach out and just share the good news of Christ Jesus across these airwaves and internet waves. I dare not go too far without first invoking the blessings of deity. So before we go any further, I would just like to offer up, breathe, if you will, a word of prayer. Let us bow. Eternal God, our Father, in Jesus' name, we humbly come before you, thanking you for this opportunity to just break the bread of life. Thank you for this opportunity to share with someone, some people, your people, even those passersby or curious unbelievers, a word that we pray will change and transform their lives. God, we ask that you continually just pour into us so that we can pour you out of us to them, so that they may see the good works from the light inside of us and decide to come and give you honor, glory, and praise. We ask that you just continue to be with us, keep us and guide us in every endeavor. Allow the fruit of our hands to be worthy of your acceptance and let it glorify you. We ask that you keep us solemn and focused and continually pursuing after your word, your will, and your way. We celebrate you and we thank you for all that you have done, and even all that you will do. We love you. We bless your name. We lift you up. In the name of Jesus, we gladly say amen. Listen, everybody, I'm really excited today because we're kind of rounding off on this talk, on this conversation that we were having regarding toxic relationships. We were talking about toxic relationships and narcissism and things like that. And some of you out there that are more closer to me, you know that I've recently had a couple life changes. One thing that I went through last year, 2018, very heartbreaking divorce. It was very hurtful. It was very long and drawn out. Had been carrying on probably since 2017, and found myself in some very deep waters emotionally that I had to trust and believe God to pull us up out of. But God saw fit, and he really blessed me in a way that was really awesome and wonderful. And I was able in 2019 to just pick up all of those pieces and move forward in a very wonderful way. It came at a time that I think is much earlier than what I expected. But, you know, when I believe that God is moving and God is doing something and speaking to my heart, then, you know, I didn't want to delay what I was feeling. So without further ado, some of you know that I got married in 2019. I married my best friend in the universe. She's always been there with me, for me, through thick and thin. And so I'm very elated to have her as a guest on my show today. I wish that you could see the smile on my face and hear the excitement in my voice, because I'm speaking of none other than Danielle Denise. I say her whole name, Danielle Denise Dorsey. So she's on here, and she's what we plan to do with the show today is we want to just take some time to kind of continue our topic on toxic relationships. I was talking about narcissism and emotional abuse. Both of us have experience with both of these subjects. And we kind of, it's funny how things kind of happen, because you find someone that's been damaged by the things from the past, and you find somebody else that actually overcame the damage from the issues of the past, and together come together in such a way that's really beautiful. We have a beautiful love story that we just really want to share with you. And so without further ado, I'm just going to let her in her own way come to you, because you're going to hear more from this beautiful young lady. I'm just enamored over here. You're going to hear more from her, because we are one, and we're celebrating this ministry together. And I am no means plan to hog this platform, but to use it so that we can glorify God through our marriage, through our family, through our testimony, through our knowledge and education, through our ministry. And we're just going to do this thing completely together, because we are in this from beginning to end together. Amen. So why don't you come on, Danielle, and just, you know, kind of introduce yourself and just kind of give us the backdrop that you've actually experienced with your bout with toxic relationships. And then, you know, I jump in after.
All right. As he said, I'm Danielle. And after that introduction, I don't know what to say. I'm over here speechless. Well, my background in this topic is I was also in a very toxic relationship. I was married to someone for 7 years. We were together for 10. In that relationship, it was physically abusive, verbally abusive, emotionally abusive, all of the above. And I found different ways to cope with it that were not very healthy. And I felt like the toxicity of that relationship caused me to become someone that I hated. And so it made me desperate. I was looking for ways to find peace in all the wrong places. And in the end, the reason that I divorced him was not because of the emotional, physical, and verbal abuse he was giving towards me, but because of who I had became, because of all of the trauma and all of the drama in that relationship. And I was telling Jose that it wasn't just the things that I was doing that was a result of this toxic relationship, but also the things I was not doing, the suppression in it. When you're in a toxic relationship, it's a battlefield, and you want to do anything in that battlefield not to have a battle. So something that you may naturally want to say to this person, you may hold back because you know it's going to cause an argument. You may not ask a question that you really, really need the answer to, because it may cause a response that is very negative, or in my case, physically abusive. So I learned his triggers, and that caused me to basically become a shell of myself, because I'm trying not to I'm trying to stop him from lashing out at me. And so it was a very toxic moment for me. I never look at it as a mistake. And that's something else that me and him talk about a lot.
That's powerful. I learned a lot.
We don't look at previous experiences as mistakes. We look at them as lessons and preparation. And I believe, like he said, it took me getting over all of that damage to help him through all of the damage he was going through and he went through. I've been his best friend for almost 10 years now, and in those 10 years, I've seen Jose at his worst. And I've seen him change into somebody that he didn't like to cope with something that was very hurtful and damaging to him. And I even told him that it was going to become a time where it wasn't going to be about what they were going through. It was about what he was going through and how he was changing because of the situation that was going to have him doing the same things, trying to find peace, trying to – this man used to walk around Costco for 3, sometimes even 4 hours. And that was his feet.
Oh, mind you, I probably know about everything that they have at Costco, but that was my way of trying to have a piece of peace in my life.
showing me different things that he had no business buying, taking pictures with different products. The man could probably be a spokesperson for Costco because of the pictures that he took. But that was my journey, and it brought us to this. And I feel like all of that stuff that we went through, all of that mess that he and I had to endure was to prepare us for each other so that we can move forward strong and create a situation where nothing could break us because we've already been broken.
Well, family and friends, as we all know that, you know, last year I was married. Actually, in 2017, I thought that my ex and I had divorced. But come to find out, there was a technicality at the court while we were not divorced, and she pursued another divorce against me in 2018, which is actually went through. And I really can't get into much detail. I don't really have much time to deal with that. But the toxicity of my relationship was simply this. I met someone that I thought was a beautiful, wonderful person. But it was because of the masks that were worn. There were different things that I did not know about this person. I didn't know that this person spent a lot of time hanging out in the clubs and drinking. I did not know that a lot of things about this person. And usually in toxic relationships, you'll find that there's some level of non-consent. And what I mean by that is nobody ever agrees to be emotionally abused or lied to or taken advantage of. But those are the things that I faced. And so, you know, I saw what I thought was one person that wore a mask and fell in love with this person, only to find out that later on this person wasn't who I thought they were. This person had cheated on me like over 13 times with 13 different men, but, you know, I forgave for that. During the times where she was out cheating, I mean, I know this is very vulnerable, this is very straightforward, but actually, you know, inherited herpes, you know, during the whole fiasco. So here it is, I had to forgive for that. And so, you know, I was caught in this love thing so much so that, you know, I really just wanted this person in my life, even though this person was continually hurting me, continually lying to me, continually making me feel like I was a monster. When I didn't agree with things that she wanted or things that how she was, she said that I was emotionally abusive. If I didn't tell her things that made her feel affirmed or what was that word? Validated. Yeah. If she wasn't validated or I didn't co-sign with some of the wrong decisions and wrong things or, you know, putting other things before our family, then, you know, I was the monster for that. And so a lot of her friends didn't even know her as a person because she's one way with them. She's one way with one sect of friends. She got a whole another sect of friends. She's a totally different. So usually people that are toxic in toxic relationships, the toxic person usually have multiple identities because they don't want the world to see them behave a certain way in their relationships.
Chameleon is more so of a chameleon. They find what fits the environment that they're in, and they try to become what they think that environment wants them to be.
I like that. Thank you for sharing that. Because I noticed, like, out of her different sects of friends, and I noticed this among the narcissist kind of personality, you know, they're one way around that crowd of people because they want to be praised and admired. But then when they're with that person that they're in a toxic relationship with, they tend to be a totally different way. Like, they're not going to show the world that they're emotionally abusing that person or tearing them down or trying to cut off every resource that they have so that they'll be the main resource, essentially trying to be everything to you. So, you know, I went through this for years, and I watched so much of my life just begin to crumble. The ministry was suffering tremendously because she wanted to kick people out of the church. She wanted to be queen of the church. She also wanted to have these different attitudes around her, such as she wanted to be praised all the time. She wanted to be put up. She had this acknowledged, thank you, these delusions of grandeur. And so, you know, my friend was there. I even had to denounce our friendship because, you know, she didn't want me to be friends with anyone else. Meanwhile, she had a whole bunch of friends that she slept with before. Many, it never felt like there was any sense of solidarity, no sense of foundation there.
Loyalty.
No loyalty, thank you. I never felt that way because, you know, it was always wondering if she was cheating. He was always, you know, hiding the phone and always texting and talking to people and friends, inappropriate conversations with previous lovers. And so those things are toxic. Life is too short. It's way too short to continue to. I don't believe that God designed marriage and relationships. I don't believe that he's given this to us for it to be toxic to us. It's just too short. So, okay, that's a little bit about Danielle's background and my background. I believe one of the things that I want to leave you with today is what happens when God truly puts the right person in your life. Now, I want to just say that I didn't listen to God, Danielle, when I was with Sierra, because I asked God very straightforward. I asked him, Lord, is this the one? God ain't going to say yes or no. Let me just be honest with you. Don't work like that.
He said that for me.
He said that for you?
He said that for me.
Okay, boo-boo. So it's usually God gives you, well, how he did it for me, he gave me an understanding. And the understanding that I received was basically no. When I asked God, was she for me, I saw a person that lied and cheated all the time, a person that hung out in the streets and put everything before who was going to be her significant other. But I was so enamored, and there's another thing, too. It wasn't as much love as it probably was a trauma bond. We had a trauma bond. I kept being hurt. I kept being fed poison over and over again. I just really wanted this relationship. I needed to be with this person. And so, you know, God basically showed me a no. But I pursued anyway, and so it became toxic. So let's talk about, like, what happens when God puts the right person in your life.
Well, first, you meet them at Fairlane, and the first thing that they say to you is, are you the one I'm looking
are
for?
Are you the one I'm looking for? Am I the one? Are you the one I'm looking for?
Yeah. And so, well, I think that what caused me to see you as the one, more so than me praying for, well, I don't want to say more so, but what led me to start praying to see if, you know, this was something that was of God was you were the very first man that I had encountered that I felt I could follow.
Wow.
And in my life, that says a lot because, you know, I've taken care of everybody all the time, so to find someone that I felt like I could actually listen to and make, you know, the head of my household, like the Bible says, he is the head of the household and that we're supposed to submit. Many people think that that's a bad thing, and something that you brought out after, I don't know if it was a year after we met or whatever, you said that my whole family is submissive.
Yeah, they are.
And so,
and there's a lot of longevity in marriage in your family as well.
Oh yeah,
but I think that has a lot to do with the submissiveness of a woman. See, when a woman is submissive, and I know I'm getting off the subject quite just a second.
Or preluding to the next topic. Yeah.
See, when a woman is submissive, there's not weakness in submission. This femininity and this Me Too movement and all of this stuff, it's trying to teach women that femininity is weak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got to come on with me the next time.
We
got to do that.
I
got to do it. We're going to do it.
I was already thinking it.
Yep. Brother James Brown, so I know you're listening. Go ahead and make your notes now. We're talking about the submissive wife coming out of toxic relationships on our next show. You heard it here first. Get your girlfriends, tell them to tune in. Danielle is going to be right here with me, and we're going to share in this platform. But when the wife is submissive, that don't mean weak.
No.
It takes a lot of strength to actually be submissive.
And it doesn't mean that I don't have a say.
Yes.
It does not mean that whatever he say go. Now, if I disagree with you and you still think that's the way we're supposed to go, it's happened several times where even though I disagree, okay, this is what you feel we should do, so this is the route that we went.
Girl, we're going to rename this show. We're going to be theologically speaking with Jose and Danielle.
Oh, wait. But the beauty in it, women, is when you submit, you're right with God because it tells you to submit to your husband, but you can come right back around and say, I told you so when it goes wrong.
Oh, come on. Come on, we got to go there. But, yeah, you know what? And that's something that we got to eat because, you know, when you as a man, if you have to be the head of the household and you fall into this mode and this role that God specifically give you, and when your head isn't screwed on tight, look, another thing, too, just because you're the head and just because, you know, you're in charge, it don't mean that you don't listen.
And I need to bring this all the way back to what we're talking about with the toxic relationship because we only got 9 minutes left. But when you go through something so bad, Jose pointed this out the other day, but we say it over and over and over. I'm sure you've seen memes, messages on Facebook or whatever, but it says when you go through something bad, it makes you appreciate the good even more. It makes you recognize it even more. So me and him had to go through a lot of toxic stuff so that we could appreciate each other more. And I think that's one of the things that caused us to connect even deeper because we look at each other and like, man, we've been through some stuff. Ooh, I'm glad you ain't like that or I'm glad I ain't like that.
So look, that's
or I'm not who I used to be.
Yeah, that's our toxic past. Mm-hmm. But what does it feel like now that we're actually where we feel like we should have always been or where we need to be or where God specifically ordained for us to be now?
Free.
Free, thank you. You know what? It feels like, you know, I'm actually proud of my wife and everything she accomplished. We're about to go down to Phoenix. She's doing her second residency. We're both working on our doctorates together. You're going to catch this in a minute. We both can see a vision together, pursue it together. Oh, my goodness, every single day of our lives feel like we're in a sitcom or something like that. We have a beautiful baby boy. We got other children, too.
Out here right now.
But, oh, my goodness, like, you know, now it's like we're so happy. We have hard laughs almost every day.
We can talk about different things.
Oh,
that's
my God.
I had to reel us back in.
We've known each other for, like,
almost 10.
Almost 10 years,
mm-hmm.
And we have not gotten in a single argument. Not one argument. Am I saying that every relationship is going to be exactly like that? No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that's just how well we fit together. That's just how wonderful this feels. We went to Cancun. Cancun was the time of my life. Like, you know, woman of God, I enjoy every moment just being by your side. You've shown me the greatest love that I've ever experienced in my life. And I truly believe that every person, every man should have a woman in his life that actually exhibit the godliness, that virtuous woman kind of thing that we find in the Bible, Proverbs 31, that you've shown. You're an awesome mother. You're an awesome worker at your job. You know, you're awesome in a household. You know, we have trust. And we'll talk about trust and submissiveness, too, part of the things. But, like, she could come to my phone and open it up at any given time. Everything that I have is hers. My car is hers. My account is hers. Every single thing because we are one. And I thank you for this oneness that I never truly felt in this way before because toxicity was in my way.
And that's what this free is, the opposite of suppression. We no longer have to hold back any part of ourselves because we love every part the good, the bad, the ugly, everything. We love all of those, so we're able to communicate and not have that platform where we think we're being judged when we're trying to communicate. So when we come to each other and we have anything that we can talk about, like, that's why I said I had to reel us in, because when we first met, I think our record is 9 hours on the phone.
Yeah. Wow.
And so that is part of how we built the communication. It's like, hey, look.
Well, still to this day, we spent hours on the phone.
Yeah.
Hours on the week. You just left me, and now we're on the phone for hours. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And then I think when we first met, I told you, I said, this my hand. Either you're gonna deal with it or you're not. And I'm not going to sugarcoat. I'm not going to show you anything, because people are proud now to say that they show a representative.
Yeah.
People are proud to say that, well, I can't show him all of me. I might scare him away. Or, well, he don't need to know that. That's too personal. How is it too personal? Like, I remember my aunt was like, I want to tell you something, but you might go back and tell him. I said, well, then don't tell me, because I am.
Look, and just to share with you how much oneness that we have. Oh, well, piggybacking on that, I'd rather you hate me for who I am than love me for who I am not.
Okay.
You know what I mean with that? Mm-hmm. But to show you the oneness that we do have, like, you know, there's certain functions that, you know, certain people try to, you know, not invite you to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, me and my wife are one. And so if you have that toxic, you don't, when you're in a toxic relationships, you don't feel that sense of unity. I didn't feel that sense of unity from my previous relationship. But the reality is we have that unity now. So it's like, hey, if my wife not invited, I'm not either.
And we didn't even get to touch on how it affects the children. But I think we pretty much show just how hurtful, harmful a toxic relationship can be to everyone involved and every situation in that. It affects the household, it affects finances, it affects
everything
that it touches. And so when you get into a relationship that's a breath of fresh air, like he said, his accounts are mine, our phones are our phones. It's not his phone and my phone. I left my phone here earlier, and you know how they show those memes of people running back. Because I was like, well. Right, it's there. And it's a lot of freedom in that, because you don't have to remember what secrets you're hiding.
Yep, because they know.
You don't have to remember what lies you told.
Because there are none.
You don't have to remember who you told what and when, because you tell each other everything. The only thing you have to remember is, I thought I told you that, because we always on the phone. But, I mean, you know, because you repeat different things just to make sure that they know every moment of your life, and there's nothing wrong with that. I rush home from work. We rush home to just sit around each other.
And let me just say this, because we're about to get ready to wrap up. I just really want to park it right here and say that, and this is to you, actually, and even though we're live and talking to our listening audience, I just want to thank you, because in a toxic relationship that I was in, I was constantly being beat upon emotionally and made to feel like I was a monster. But I thank God for my best friend first, that looked at me and said, you know, this, you've never been led this way with nobody else. Nobody else in my life, ever in my life, made any of those kind of accusations against me. And she said, I know firsthand about what you're dealing with, and that's not you. So thank you for loving me enough as a friend to, one, not try to interfere in my marriage. And then, two, as a friend, try to help lift me up out of the rut that I was in because of toxic relationship. And then, three, loving me enough to, even after that, just, you know, to receive me and consider me to walk on this journey as your husband.
Stop blaming yourself.
And that's important. Listen, I hope something was said today. Did you want to say something really quick?
We love you.
I hope that you really enjoyed this show. We're probably going to have to name it Theologically Speaking with Danielle and Jose. That's the idea on the table because we're sharing this ministry together. But we hope something was said to help you. If you would like to, feel free to reach out to us. If you're in a toxic relationship or need help with whatever you're dealing with, 313-221-7600. I'm that personable. Call us. Let us help you. Let us be a blessing to you. 313-221-7600. And once again, we would like to thank you for joining us at Theologically Speaking with Jose.
And there you.
God bless you.
Mighty Grill, put your hands together. Everything.